This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, many of the polls in the run-up to the election turned out to be pretty accurate, which means next time around, news organizations might be tempted to rely on them even more or even start doing their own polls. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, polls do not come cheap.
Those Democrats woo-hooing, they could be cheering for poll crunchers like Nate Silver of the New York Times 538 blog, who got the election so nearly right. Mark Blumenthal runs Pollster at the Huffington Post.
We don't actually do any surveys. We aggregate the surveys that other people do, basically a complicated average.
Crazy complicated with all sorts of fancy math, but
creating a polling firm where you actually go out and do the work is much harder and more expensive.
Like $20,000 for a single statewide poll, 900 respondents, scientific sample, live interviews by cell and landline. There are more polls every election, not all of them good, says Eric Plutzer at Penn State.
The cost of entry to do crappy polling is very low. Non-scientific, voluntary internet polls are very inexpensive.
But they can attract lots of eyeballs and advertising to media sites. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.